From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, verse 17, the Lord Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Truth. This expression occurs four times in the New Testament. As Dr. Cairns has been explaining, there are in Scripture at least seven actions ascribed to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Truth. So far, we've seen that the Holy Spirit is responsible for the inspiration of the Bible. He points to Christ, not to himself, and the Spirit of Truth uses the truth of the gospel to bring in the full number of those whom God the Father has given to his Son. Today, Dr. Cairns goes on to show how the Spirit of Truth assures those who receive the gospel of the reality of the things it promises. Further, the Spirit keeps the Christian from fatal error. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, he takes a few minutes to speak about the conscience, a subject with which he deals more fully in his booklet called A New Beginning.
Of all the conflicts a man has, perhaps the most grueling is the conflict with himself. Of all his battles, the most bitter is the battle with his own conscience. When you stop to think of it, conscience is a wonderful thing. I'm not today going to get into a theological discussion of conscience. That's a very interesting part of theological study, but it's not my purpose today. The reality of conscience is what I want to stress today, because none of us can get away from it. It's a wonderful thing. There is that within us which is either chiding us, accusing us, warning us, and sometimes even commending us. I wonder today, as you live your life, what is your conscience saying? Now, don't misunderstand me. Conscience can be wrong. It can be wrongly informed by your mind, what you think you know, what you accept as truth. Very often that is going to give imbalance and a wrong decision to the conscience. But nonetheless, as Martin Luther said a long time ago, it is dangerous to act against your conscience. So, what is your conscience saying? A conscience that's properly instructed by the Word of God is really the heart responding to the law of God written upon it by its very creation. So, when that conscience, that response to the law of God written in the heart, begins to accuse you, begins to chide you, begins to warn you, to remind you that you are God's creature, that you are accountable, that though you have done things and, quote, got away with them, and nobody knows a thing about it, and you've been able to cheat the odds and all that sort of nonsense, though those things may have entered into your mind, this nagging thought continues. Conscience reminds you, your sin is real. God is real. God's law is real. And be not deceived, for God is not mocked. The ultimate message of conscience is, of course, that one day every one of us must give account of himself to God. Now, I have a question for you. If your conscience condemns you, what will you do when you meet a thrice holy God? If you cannot really settle the battle with your own conscience, how on earth are you going to face a thrice holy God? Actually, that's a very biblical question. The Apostle John spoke of our conscience condemning us. And yet, the Lord is greater than our conscience. Now, that can be a terrible message for Christ rejectors, but it's a glorious message for those who are Christ receivers. Because, you see, in Christ, we have a complete obedience to the law. In Christ, we have a complete acceptance with God. And when you have come to Christ and received Him as your personal Savior, Redeemer, and Lord, and have passed from death unto life, you've had a complete forgiveness of all sin. God has put it under the blood, and He said, I will not remember it against you anymore forever. Now, some memories from the past may rise up within your heart, and there are times when you may feel within you something reminding you and even condemning you. That's when you can go to the gospel. That's when you can appeal to what the Lord has said. God is greater than our conscience, and the voice of gospel grace will overcome every voice of condemnation, for there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. You have a conscience. Your conscience warns you. You are accountable to God. There's only one way for a sinner to be able to stand before God, and that is to stand in the righteous merits of Christ. There's only one way to receive those righteous merits of Christ, and that is confessing and repenting, to turn to God through Jesus Christ and receive Him as He is freely offered to you in the gospel.
Oh,
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the life, theology, and the far-reaching influence of the great reformer John Calvin. Three leading Christian scholars provide helpful insights into the work of this much misunderstood spiritual giant as part of the observance of the 500th anniversary of Calvin's birth. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on the Reverend Cecil Maneri. The missionary focus is upon what the Lord is doing in the Czech Republic. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, what is the best way to study the Bible? Is baptism essential for salvation? Or, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Set the plan and the end, but God has decreed the means, and the means to bring sinners to Jesus is the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are so many people who sit back, and I confess to you this morning, and if you've heard bad things about this, well, just don't be too prejudiced, just sit back and listen a bit. I confess to you that after the way that so many call heresy, I worship the God of our fathers. I am what men call a Calvinist, though I prefer to say I believe what Paul believed and what the other writers of Scripture believed. But let that
just help to clear the decks. I am among those. And yet I have to say that there are so many who have little of the Spirit of Christ about them, little of the love of God about them, little of a passion for souls, little prayer, little use that they make of the Scriptures to do anything for God. All they're doing is using this book as a textbook to prove their views on election and predestination. And if you don't dot their I's and cross their T's in their exposition of the doctrine, they want nothing more to do with you. These are not bogeymen or straw men I'm building up to you. I know men like this. And I'm grieved at men like this. The last man in the world who should have a cold, hard heart is a man who believes that salvation is all of grace. He's the last man in the world to be cold-hearted. But these fellows, my, they are so full of their peculiar doctrine of God's eternal predestination, that we don't need to do anything. The elect will be saved. Whatever will be, will be. I want to tell you, my friend, it is the will of God that when God saves people, they be witnesses for Jesus Christ. It is the will of God that His church preach the gospel to every creature. It is the will of God that we feel ourselves debtors both to the barbarian and to the wise. It is the will of God that we use every effort and every means that God scripturally places at our disposal to get out the gospel, because God has decreed to bring in the full number of His people through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And since that is the case, with all confidence I can preach this word. I am not doubtful about the success of the gospel, as I'll show you as we finish the message this morning. I'm not doubtful about the success of the gospel. God has always used this gospel. God is still using this gospel. He will continue to use this gospel. And the Spirit of truth will bring in the full number of God's people. There are no empty places in heaven. None at all. No failure in God's purpose of grace. But it will be accomplished through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I can therefore with confidence look at any man and say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Come to Christ and you will be accepted. No turning away. This is the Lord's way. I could prove this at length, did time permit, in Romans 8, 29 and 30. Starts with God's eternal purpose. Whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. Whom He did predestinate, He also called. There's always the call. And whom He called, He justified. Romans 1, 16, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. This is the work of the Spirit of truth to use this gospel. Oh, that I could emphasize this morning. Oh, that God would write it on our hearts. The crying, urgent need of the hour is for God's church to start preaching God's gospel. For armies. And I use that word advisedly, for it's the word the Holy Ghost uses. For armies of men to go across this nation and to the ends of the earth preaching the gospel. The psalmist said in the 68th Psalm, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company. The word is army. Great was the army of those who proclaimed it. God, give us an army of gospel proclaimers. And I believe that God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will use His word to bring sinners to Jesus. Then, in the fourth place, as the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit assures those who receive the gospel of the reality of the things that it promises. Again and again, the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of truth, convinces us of two things. One, the gospel is true. Galatians 2, verses 5 and 14 speak of the truth of the gospel. Ephesians 4, 21 says, the truth is in Christ. Colossians 1, 5 has a beautiful piling up of terms. I remember preaching a message just in these terms, the word of the truth of the gospel. Now let that sink in. The Holy Spirit witnesses that the gospel is true. Pardon from sin is not a figment of the imagination. It's not a mental state. It's a truth, an objective reality. Justification, clothing with the righteousness of Christ, acceptance with God as legally righteous in union with Jesus Christ, reconciliation, a home in heaven. These things are true. The Holy Spirit emphasizes the truth of the gospel. The second thing he does here is he witnesses the validity, the reality of my experience of these things. You see, I have to be careful here. There's something I've got to make sure doesn't happen. That is that I don't follow a cunningly devised fable. Well, the Holy Ghost looks after that, witnessing the truth of the Word, the truth of the Gospel. But I also have to make sure that I am not guilty of presumption. There are people who lightly claim to be saved, and they're not saved at all. Matthew 7:22 makes that clear. Then will I profess unto them. Who are they? Those who are crying, Lord, Lord, have we not done this in your name? I never knew you. So I've got to make sure that I'm not guilty of presumption, or that I'm not merely following some self-generated fanatical daydream. Now how can I know not only that the gospel is true, but that my profession of faith in Christ is true, that my experience is true experience? Well, I'll deal with this more fully when we come to the witness of the Spirit. But let me say that the Spirit does witness. There are various levels of the Spirit's witness that I'll deal with in a future study. But he does witness. John 14, 17, he dwells within the believer. He dwells within the believer. Over in 1 John chapter 4, verse 13, there is a very important word. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. The presence and the operation of the Holy Spirit within a man's life is positive proof that that man is truly saved. The witness to the Christian in Romans 8 and verse 16. Time doesn't permit me this morning to talk about the full assurance the Holy Spirit gives. We'll come back to that in three tremendous texts of Scripture, how he gives full assurance to the people of God. Then there's a fifth thing that the Spirit of truth does. He keeps a Christian from fatal error. When you're saved, he keeps you unto eternal life. We were reading in John chapter 16, or we have referred rather to John chapter 16, and in verse 13, the Lord Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. Now the emphasis first there is to the apostles and the giving of the Scriptures and inspiration. He guided the apostles in writing the New Testament into all the truth. Not a word that falls short of absolute divine truth here. Now, why that's true, this does have a reference to you and me. Jesus says the Spirit of truth will guide you into all the truth. Now, I don't think that you can take from that, for the New Testament would contradict you, that Christians are guaranteed infallible. There are Christians who do think that they're infallible. I'm sorry to tell you, I don't really think you're right. We're not infallible. We're not free from all error. There's not one of us absolutely right on everything that we hold. I would to God we were. But certainly, the Spirit of truth guarantees to preserve a Christian from error in the essentials of the gospel, from error in things that are essential to salvation, from fatal error.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.